This is Thomas B. Warren, being brought to you on this station by the local congregation. The congregation of God's people, the Church of Christ, in your community, and we urge you to visit them at your earliest opportunity. They are people who love God, who recognize Him as God, who know the Bible is His Word, and know that men must follow it in order to be saved. They love your soul and will welcome your visit. They want you to be there with them. Now, we've been studying for the past several days about the question, is it possible for a person to be sincere and zealous and yet still be lost? We have been showing that the Bible answer to that question is yes. We have shown that sincerity does not change poison in the good food. We've shown that sincerity does not change a doctor's wrong diagnosis into a right one. It doesn't change a pharmacist's wrong filling of a prescription into a right one. It doesn't change the wrong calculations of an engineer's design to bridge into a right one. And friends, being sincere does not change a wrong religion into a right one. We have called your attention to Matthew 7, 21 to 23, where Jesus made that clear unequivocally. And now we are studying the particular case, of a man of Ethiopia who had been to Jerusalem to worship and was returning home, reading from the prophet Isaiah, when a faithful evangelist of Jesus Christ named Philip came alongside and asked him if he understood what he was reading. And the man said that he could not unless some man should guide him, and he invited Philip up into the chariot with him. And as they were riding along, Philip began from that scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Now notice carefully that all Philip preached from that passage from the 53rd chapter of Isaiah in the Old Testament was Jesus. That is, showing that Jesus was the fulfillment of the marvelous message given in that 53rd chapter of Isaiah. And as they were riding along, suddenly they came to a certain water. And when the Ethiopian, the lost man, saw it, he cried out, "See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" This indicates to us that he knew that from the preaching of Jesus he needed to be baptized. Now, friends, there are certain lessons that we learn from this account. I've already pointed out to you in yesterday's lesson that we learn of God's concern for man. God loves man and wants him saved, and will do everything short of infringing upon man's freedom of will as an individual human being to save him. He's given his son to die. He's given us the Bible. He's told us of how wonderful is heaven. He's warned us of the horrors of hell. And he has sent his people out in the world to proclaim that message of love and to live it and show people how Christ lives in them. We learn of the great value of even one soul. Philip is guided here by God to leave the populous area where he had been preaching to preach to this one man. That shows to each one of us how valuable each one of us is in the sight of God. God loved you enough to give his son to die for you. Now we learn further of the obedient action of Philip. The Bible tells us when he was instructed by God through the angel and the Holy Spirit, that he arose and went. And he ran to meet the man when he saw him riding along, and the Spirit said, "Go join thyself to the chariot." We learn further that God is concerned with those who are concerned with themselves. This man of Ethiopia was a religious man. He believed in God. And apparently he tried to put God first in his life as well as he knew how. He was no doubt a sincere man, a zealous man, a studious man, one who was studying the Bible, not some trashy magazine on the way home. He was eager to learn. He was honest. When Philip asked him if he understood what he was reading, he did not say, "Well, I'm just as smart as you are. I don't need anybody to help me." Rather, he said, "How can I except some man should guide me?" He was eager to learn, therefore. He was not a quibbler. And as Philip preached to him the message and made clear to him that he was lost, that he hadn't been misguided in the religion in which he was involved, he simply made no excuses, but right away said, "See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" Friends, there's much more to this, but our time is gone for today. I hope that you'll be with us tomorrow as we continue our study as concerns zeal and sincerity. Will it save us without the truth? And of course, it will not. Until then, may God bless and keep you is my sincere prayer.